the meeting order, call it Public Library Board of Trustees. I will read the operating norms. As a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community, referencing a strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. We have public comment. Okay, anybody else?
I didn't hear you.
Public comment?
Okay.
I just wanted to get a show of hands, just to figure out on time how much.
I have a letter from someone to read.
Okay, yeah. So three.
No, four.
Four, okay. That's great. So we have 10 minutes allotted, just so we'll be mindful of that.
Do you want to know like my name, where I'm from?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, my name is Rachel Yoder. I live in Danby. I've been coming to the library for 10 years with my two kids. And I think Adele and Nina have done a great job at running the library since Lindsay left. And I have full confidence in their ability to continue running the library.
I think there was another hand over there,
or
on the side.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Nicole Alexander. I live in Danby as well, and I come here at the library and love all the things that are accessible to us here. And I wanted to basically second that. I'm here to say that I really appreciate Nina's what she's offering here at the library. I haven't had a chance to meet Adele yet, but. Oh.
Thank you. Okay, Bob.
Bob Sherman. I just want to also say that Adele and Nina have done a great job, and particularly Adele is the face of the library. Whenever you come in, she's here. She gets me books on things that I want, and so I just basically support Adele and Nina, possibly co-directors until something happens.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience? Heather, hi.
Yeah. Heather Thomas, I live in Wells. I frequent the library quite a bit and really enjoy my time here with Alice, my daughter, who's eight. We've also hosted events here, and I hosted a mental illness recovery class with NAMI in November. It's just a very welcoming space with Adele and Nina here, and I really want to make sure that that is maintained, because I think while they are the light of the library, there's also been a lot of darkness around transitions and whatnot, and so I just really want to express my overwhelming feelings that Adele and Nina should be acknowledged for their contributions, both just in terms of goodwill in the community and financially.
Thanks.
My name's Sue Laporte, and I'm on the board this month. So I got a letter, an email from Joanne Van Meter, who's a resident of Paulet and a retired librarian. And she says, I sent her the link, well, I'll just read it. Thank you for sending me the link to the Manchester Journal article. I just finished listening to the latest board meeting on PEG TV. I feel that the library board is doing an excellent job of running meetings and I'm glad to see Grace speak up and give various valuable opinions. I agree with many community members that Adele has stepped up to keep the library open. She is warm and welcoming to patrons. I disagree with her opinion that the job of library director and assistant director are basically the same thing. I would be totally opposed to giving Adele and Nina the position of co-directors. It would demean the role of library director. Adele has stated in the past that she has no interest in becoming a library director or taking the necessary coursework. The library board has experienced the lack of writing skills from both Adele and Nina, and I believe their writing skills would not be proficient enough to achieve necessary results in obtaining grants. Lindsay was certainly doing an excellent job of building the collection of the library. When Adele took over the job, it was obvious to me that she was not trained to develop the collection. Adele was correct in reporting that attendance in programs last year was dismal. It's just another example of an untrained person attempting to fulfill the position of library director. I'm not familiar with Nina's position or role at the library. I'm not sure the library board knows what her duties are either. I certainly hope the library board will fulfill their obligation of hiring a new library director soon. As a member of the hiring committee last year, I saw several competent candidates. I will hope that the library board will resume their search for a new director so that the library can move forward in a positive direction. And that's from Joanne Van Meter of Paula.
And I have some things to read as well.
Okay.
This is from Arena Heidi. Dear Paulette Library Board. Arena Heidi.
Okay. Where's she from?
Danby.
Thank you.
The board should be allowing Adele and or Nina to line up volunteer substitutes or volunteers for other things. According to the Vermont law, the trustee should let the librarian manage the library, and the librarian should probably be given the authority to even hire other personnel. Sue Laporte and Corey Rail, if she was the one to give her the orders, was overstepping her role to force Maisha and I to leave and shut the library down when we were willing to keep it open for people until 3 o'clock or so. People came early to yoga, and someone came very early yesterday. Sue really should have been thanking us instead of belittling us and making us feel like we were doing something inappropriate and wrong. They rely on Adele to function as the director and handle everything for such a long time, but then undermine her authority and take forever to pay her and Nina a reasonable salary. It isn't right. Sincerely, Arena Heidi.
What was her last name?
Yeah, how do you spell it?
No, that's her second name.
Oh.
Do you guys know her last name?
I think it is Arena Heidi.
Her name is Arena Heidi.
Oh, that's her own.
That's her
own.
Name.
Oh, okay. So we have the treasurer's report and the discussion on the credit card update. Did you want me to read? Oh, okay. So Julie's here to read a memo that she sent to the board.
I have applied for a new credit card account for the library. I will be the primary owner on this account, and once it is established, I will add the library board treasurer as a designated officer on the card. I will also be able to order a new card in the assistant director's name. If I had to guess, the new account should be active within the next few weeks. Regarding the closing of the previous account, I would like to clarify to the board that I spoke with the bank and worked collaboratively with the prior director in order to set up a credit card for the library. Admittedly, the ownership of the account was solely theirs. I believe that the new system is a much better way of ensuring smoother transitions as people, both staff and trustee alike, move in and out of the organization. When the director was dismissed in 2023, the previous treasurer of the library board took it upon themselves to cancel and establish a new line of credit, again as the sole owner. I understand that the library board was asked to cancel that line of credit, but I want to be clear that there was only one person that could change the ownership of that account, and that person was the owner of the account. To date, I have no emails or phone messages to set up a time to work on transferring ownership. I do know that there was some communication on that topic between the former treasurer and the current treasurer, but in order to change ownership to myself, we would have needed to work together, and instead they chose to cancel the account. Collaborative work between the library trustees and the town treasurer are not just best practices, but necessary practices. While the library board is responsible for expending library funds, the town treasurer processes accounts payables and cash receipts, and the books of the library are audited when the town books are audited. The bookkeeping of the library is a responsibility of the town treasurer, and banking, including establishment of deposit accounts and lines of credit, should be initiated jointly.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. The next is discussion action. January 20th, 2025, open meeting law complaints.
So we had suggested.
Yes, we have a, I have it. Yes. So we have some wording from legal counsel on this. Sheila?
Yeah.
Sure. There it is.
Okay. I'm going to move to determine that a complaint form emailed to the board on January 20th, 2025 does not state any open meeting law violation and that no cure is necessary.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
No, we discuss.
We can discuss, yeah. Is there any discussion?
I'm sure you've all read it.
Martha, did you?
I don't quite understand that because I've read the Vermont statute on public record law, and everything I asked for was part of public record.
Correct. So it does not. It is not an open meeting law violation. That is the. That is what we have. That's what we're discussing right now.
And then the lawyer also recommended that we engage in any debating about it.
Right. It's just that.
Didn't hear that.
He recommended we don't debate in that and just
the statement, which
he told us that it is not a violation of open meeting law.
Could your counsel? Could he provide a written statement on his letterhead to that effect, and particularly cite the exemptions in Vermont Public Record Law number 317? Could he cite what he considers the exemptions to not answering my questions?
That's a separate issue, Martha. That's why we're talking about the open meeting law complaint, and that we found that we did not have a violation of open meeting law.
But he also said that it would be appropriate for us to email the documents that she asked for.
Correct.
So, with the documents...
But to not discuss.
The five of us need to discuss it. Like, we need to discuss it, Joni.
So...
Because I'm really confused about... Sometimes when you're talking to the lawyer and we're not involved or we didn't talk about it to discuss you doing that, I think it's really important that we work, like best practices, that we work together. Even if we disagree on some stuff, we have to work together.
Agreed.
So again, this is about the open meeting law complaint, and that's what we're talking about at this point. So any more discussion on that from the board? Have a vote?
So just to be clarified, the open meeting law complaint was void.
Oops.
And that's the only thing that we're discussing. We're not discussing the document request.
Correct.
Okay.
That's
the document request is a separate thing.
Right.
Great.
What is on the agenda is
I just
open.
Wanted to clarify,
you read what we read.
I just wanted to clarify that this was two different issues and we're only clarifying the open meeting law complaint. That was
yes.
us.
Yep. That's
great.
What's on the agenda.
Yeah, I just was stating it. For those in the back. Thanks.
Okay.
So. So could somebody clarify where my complaint about public records, that you violated public record acts by not responding to my questions? How do I issue that kind of complaint?
So we can now, with Martha's, can we ask for, what do we do with that?
Just to
put it on the next month's agenda, or what do we do?
I think we can actually take care of that outside of
So one of us can take it, correct? So why don't we discuss that now and appoint? Do you want to do that?
Well, I'm happy to.
I collected information.
That we received that information from Julie, a memo. So I think that that was, from my understanding, that we don't need to discuss it, that that is a one-to-one, and that should give satisfied.
Your records request will be satisfied. Your
today.
Request?
Today.
Today, I will satisfy your records request. I will send you an email with the records that you asked for.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes. And I understand that's like splitting hairs, but that's just how that works, you know, and that's if we're responding to the violation, that's what we have to do. So do we have a vote on that motion?
The motion that there is no open meeting law violation.
That's correct. That's the only
great.
Motion that's on the
sorry,
table.
Sorry, there's been
a lot
of point. Great, thanks.
There should only be one at the time. So do I have a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. So that motion carries. So discussion and action, possibly. How to proceed with no director, breakdown of library needs, org chart. And I came up with an org chart here just to help us again with what Julie was talking about, which is the way the board should function and the way how it works with the public. And so this is kind of just to help us understand what our charge is and where our responsibilities are.
I wish you could share it with the audience.
Yeah, I can pass it around. I made two copies, but I don't have a
projector.
I wasn't able to get that going. It was a long day today. So, I can just state it to everybody just to let you know. So at the top we have the voters of the town of Paulden. And then they, branching off of them, is the Paulett Select Board and then also the Paulett Public Library Board of Trustees. We are elected both separately by the town of Paulett. The Public Library Board of Trustees, we have 5 positions. They are 3 years each, and I believe two seats are open, and then the next year 2 seats are open, and then the next year it's 1 seat open. We don't necessarily report to the select board. We're sort of on the same thing as far as being voted on by the town hall. The select board has their interaction with us in that they give appropriations as requested to the public library. That's our main relationship with the select board. Then branching down from that is the library director, who then oversees the library staff, which we have currently community resource coordinator, assistant librarian, and volunteers. And that is just kind of the framework for us to discuss things, I think, maybe, and just to help everybody understand. And we had a lot of information about the job duties and job description, and I just thought maybe the board could talk about what we think is important to or lacking. Obviously, having a director is our main focus in charge of the board, but in the meantime, while we don't, I'd like to discuss what we think needs to happen for the library to be open.
That's a lot.
And I'm sorry I didn't get this. I just finished it before our meeting. I'm sorry I didn't get it out to everybody to give a look at.
You've got this that Adela wrote up for us.
That's very helpful to start with that for you.
Sure.
I want to start just by acknowledging the fact that the library has gone, it's been a really difficult, 14 months? is it? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Something like that. And obviously it must have been a little difficult before that as well, but and I have a deep appreciation for everybody who's been able to maintain the library being open. Especially without the leadership that it involves. And I really think that what Joanne Van Meter's letter speaks to is important because she's a retired library. I feel like Joanne over the last year has been an independent thinker, a critical thinker, and has been very helpful when we are feeling like, to me, that we're trying to do an awful lot of work without a lot of leadership and expertise. So we had, since I've been on the board in March, we had a director part-time for, I don't know, how long was Christina?
3 months.
3 months. So it didn't feel like we ever really got any traction with feeling or knowing what that would feel like, having a director in the library and doing all these things that I feel I hope for the library to have in place to run effectively, like Julie had mentioned, with good practices. I think it's really important. And it feels like since Harley left abruptly and the day before Christine leaving abruptly, it feels like leaving us without a chair, without any kind of action plan, with a lack of a director or a chair, it has felt, it hasn't felt good to see a lot of the stuff that's happened that I think would be handled differently had they had a professional director in place. I think that I know that we've talked about in open meeting some letters that have gone out with, you know, signed by the trustees that never came to my desk. I never saw that were poorly written. I've seen stuff that I don't really think it's necessary to bring all that out at the table. Like, I don't want to just sit here and criticize. I think it's just really important to think about the difference of having a library run by a professional director. And again, that is not to negate the importance of Adele and Nina. I mean, Adele has been here 16 years. Yeah, it's an incredible commitment, and I have a deep appreciation for that. I think getting a handle on the job descriptions and expectations, as well as an evaluation process, which is something that you've all heard me say almost every month, I think is really important. And now, again, we're coming up, we'll have an election in March, and we'll be reorganizing, but we really do need a director, like Joanne has stated. I don't think that some of the stuff that I've seen are really nice ideas, but they're not, in my opinion, done exactly how they would be done by a professional director. I think language, I think, well, more than just language, diversity, equity, and inclusion, things are missing, especially in the political climate that we have right now. I think I asked Adele about the women's dance night on Fridays. I asked where those donations go. It was vague. I mean, those things, I think that those are the things that as a trustee on the board, those are things that I feel are very important. My job is not to be the face of the library. It's not to come up with the programming or all the great ideas. I think should be collective of the community that it represents. But they are to run the library effectively and professionally and clearly and according to open meeting law and transparently. And those are the things that I feel like are really, we're trying, but it's been extra challenging without the positions in place. I think that there's so many issues that get convoluted. I think that absolutely a pay raise is something that I have always, we've talked about, and we know that I've always supported. I think that we want to attract the most competent people that we want to be a part of our library. I think, though, in addition, it's incredibly important that we have proper job description and that those things are evaluated, because I've seen some of those things really go to the side, and that is deeply concerning for me. So it's hard to, like, it's so complicated, it's hard to even know exactly how to start. And now with not having a, I think one place to start, actually, as I'm just, this was not prepared, obviously, is to probably, since we've asked Corey to chair for the next two meetings, to ask that, to, as a chair, that you would be the communicator with Adele and Nina, because that is the way the job description goes. And I don't think we need to make a motion on that. I think that we have voted for you to be chair, Corey, and that that is part of the job description. I know that you're doing an awful lot.
Well, I have, and I haven't done anything like that because I haven't, we haven't discussed it as a board, and I wasn't, I did not know
discuss
that.
Discuss it
was,
now.
Yeah, we can discuss it.
Because I think that would give some order. I think we need order.
Right.
Desperately. Desperately.
And to understand, again, everybody's responsibilities. And I should say, so as the board, a public board, we are five people who are elected separately. We don't act as individuals, we act as a board. And we act on things that we have discussed in open meeting and we have voted on in open meeting. And we, the board is an entity that is not, you know, no one person is the board. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, I did have some ideas about hiring a director and what we would need. I don't know if that's appropriate right now, but just wanted to.
Well, let's discuss. I mean, you are voted by us. It was approved already to chair the meetings. But do you guys want to add? Do you want to talk about Corey being the one to speak to Adele and Nina as we until we have a director in place or as we go forward? Until
March.
Till March.
Which is just
because like things are things are rapid fire going out there that I think need to be oversaw. What's the word?
Overseen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Overseen. And then brought to, you know.
Sure. Yeah, we need a point person to
right.
talk with the employees
right.
and with volunteers.
And a designated
and
point
a designated
person,
point
for
person
sure.
not not have it be different people at different times.
Right.
So since you are the chair for the next month, I would support that. It's a lot less confusion. In fact, it cuts way down on the confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's more respectful to the employees and volunteers. And
right, because I know they've been kind of hanging in the in
yeah.
the
yeah.
And right. So there has been miscommunication just because there wasn't a succession plan and we were left without
right.
an actual chair. So that has been the lip service has been because of that and trying to act properly, basically, which I don't know that had been done with the prior chair.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What do you mean when you say things are being sent out rapid fire? Like what, or things are changing rapid fire, or however you
say it? I don't think I said changing, but things that, like some of the programming that you have, well, just things that have been that have gone out, right? Like the holiday letter, which was Merry Christmas, which was really not appropriate for a library to send out. I mean, Happy Holidays is one thing, and you know, a lot of positivity is great, but that was offensive to some of our community members. We're diverse,
and
right?
Non-inclusive.
It was non-inclusive. So, like, those are the kind of things that I think could use real oversight. I could go through like. The dance night, like the flyer, the women's dance on Fridays, with the woman who's
Heidi Arena.
Arena Heidi. So there's a donation encouraged, and I asked Adele, like, that if that doesn't come to the board, like that, we are responsible for the functioning and the running of the library. So we, the five of us, are responsible for the dollars, if they're donated, where are they going? Are they going to pay the electricity? Are they going to pay, Adele said, to save up money for a speaker? Are we charging for the use of the space? Is there a contract or is there an agreement in place? Are we covered with insurance? These are the things that I was left not understanding. I think like your front porch forum communications and some of the stuff on Facebook are great ideas, but I think without the leadership of a director, if it's not done in unison, and I think that community members have come to me and expressed their feelings also, then it doesn't feel like it's in accordance with the succession plan or with what are the ideas of the library. That's a great idea and a big responsibility, but Nina, this is the second meeting I've seen you at in a year, in 14 months. And so those are the kind of things that we are not getting reported on. And that's the breakdown of communication that I'm talking about, you know? So it's not the ideas, it's the
rollout of them.
It's the functionality.
Right. And to me,
it's the
structure.
It's the responsibility that I feel I have as a board, as a trustee.
Right.
And the structure, so we're to work toward our vision and the mission statement and the strategic plan, and then kind of branch down from there, and then assign to the director, or the director would interact with us and have their ideas, and then bring that to the...
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's, when you say a lack of communication, it's been across the board. Like, to say that it lands on just Adele and I, like, I mean, there's been miscommunication. This is the first time I've ever heard anyone say anything specifically about a holiday letter or about the dance night or about anything. Like, it's the first time.
Because
so
we did not
no
have
communication.
Right.
There's no director.
It's like I'm here. Yeah, there's no
and
director.
And there's no chair.
Exactly. There's
right.
no director. But
no
there's
director
no,
and
there's
chair.
No, there's no, like,
so
there's no emailing me or coming into my
but
office.
We
but
can't
singularly
email
you.
That's
no,
not
but
the
you
way.
Can walk into my office.
No,
I
no.
Have
don't know.
Don't
look
at me directly. Because I already don't have, I already have discomfort level because of, like, the way I feel I was treated, so that's okay.
By me?
Yeah, and I don't really feel like it's necessary to talk about it.
The whole point of this dissension is that there is a point person, and that's what you're talking about bridging that communication. So
correct. Right, so that's what we're trying to put into place, so that there is, but that, yeah.
Frankly,
it was,
you know, the communication was poor when Harley was chair. Like, there was information that wasn't coming to me as a board member that Harley had as communicator with the director and probably Nina that I didn't get. I mean, there was information. The information flow has been not working, not functioning since I've been a part of these meetings and part of the board, the way that I believe it should be.
To me, as a community member, it just feels really inappropriate to be having this human resource conversation publicly.
These were public posts, and they were posted on behalf of the library.
These are conversations you're having with a staff member.
She asked. These are me, specific question, Heather, but we could review the tape, and I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the way that
you're
it works.
Talking about the communication, but once again, like,
they were
structure. You guys should be setting expectations for your staff.
Correct. We
yes.
Did. That's what we
agreed.
Yes. That's where we're at.
That's
for
why
sure.
We're choosing a point person to talk
and,
to staff.
And
I also would recommend that someone here
now.
On the board.
I think Heather had the floor.
Or everyone here.
She stopped.
On the board.
Oh, are you the sergeant?
Should perhaps consider taking some human resources courses, which are available through UVM, to sort of get a real handle on what it is to have a relationship with staff, because I'm pretty sure if you go down to Manchester, no one is micromanaging the leadership team down there and talking about, like, what $25 fee are being paid by whom to use library space.
We're not getting into back and forth. That's not, we hear that the
that's not
communication has
to
public
Manchester though either. It's not a municipal library, so it has nothing to do with.
Oh, it's totally different, yeah.
Okay, but
I mean, the library director there gets 120,000 a year. I mean, totally different category.
Yeah, so, and also, like I say, the communications were public and they were put out on behalf of the library. I feel that that's appropriate to talk about that in public as well.
But it's not appropriate to speak about, it's not appropriate to press Nina down about something that there were grievances about in a public forum. That is inappropriate.
I guess we need to review the tape and how that started, okay?
Okay.
Before you snap at me.
I did not snap at you.
Okay, then.
I did not raise my voice, and I did not snap.
Terrific.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. No, I didn't.
Sorry.
We can
take one more, please.
Time out.
Let's not. We don't need a debate. We hear that. We do still need to proceed with no director. Do we have a consensus, or do we think that we? No.
I don't. I agree that communication is important. I agree that having proper channels is important. Given the feelings that I'm hearing, I don't know if for the next 2 months, if having one person be a point person is the best idea.
It's only a month.
I think it's
Joni, you understand it's just though. Communication, it's not decision making.
Right.
It's just
so that all of us aren't talking to her at the same time about different things or giving different messages.
It's so that they don't get pulled in different directions by different people. Yeah. That's all. It's not decision making.
I'm not arguing with you.
It's not decision making. The board makes a decision and that gets communicated and it goes back and forth. That's how it should work. That's the point of this structure.
Okay.
Grace?
Yeah, no, I think that's fine as long as it's strictly communication,
not decision, and
none of us should be going to. I mean, I think that's one of the big issues right now is that it's not the place of a single board member to bring up an issue that we have or anything like that. It really, we can't and shouldn't. So, that's
right.
Why we need to get a director soon.
Right.
But I think it is true
right.
that it's a good idea to have one person, a point person, because just the way the bylaws work, we have to have one.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
How has the library been staying open for the past year? Like, how has it been staying operational?
It's been
like day to day. Just how's it?
The staff, and the board has continued to meet and work. It has some. There have been some, some dysfunction, I guess, with the board.
I'm just saying, but like it's been out for a year.
Right.
40
yeah.
months or so.
Yeah.
I'm new here. Just.
Catch your name.
My name is Jim Hines.
Jim.
H-E-I-N-Z.
Okay.
Where do you live, Jim?
I live in Middletown Springs.
Thank you.
So, yes.
Hi. And forgive me, I've never been on a board, so I'm not sure when you communicate between each other, is it primarily through email? When you talk to the staff, is it in person? Is it through email?
The staff?
Yeah, so if say you were the point person, would you be speaking with them face-to-face or would it be primarily through email?
Well, that is, I believe that the previous chair was supposed to meet with the director once a week in person.
Okay.
But I think email would be probably.
Do you want to address that?
I don't know if they do.
Not about how
communication.
I'm
sorry, I didn't get your name.
I'm sorry, I'm Tanya Humphrey. I live in Middletown.
Okay.
It seems as though there's a lot of distrust and perhaps complicated feelings between the members of the board and the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so could there be something that states you're the person writing the emails, you're the point person, but everyone is CC'd on them.
Yes.
So that way, and it's only for 2 months.
We would love that. And I wish the previous chair had done that.
And
that's
that way,
the way to
everyone
go.
Is seeing what's being said. And say it's like Nina and Adele, if they respond, they're responding to everyone, but speaking solely to you.
The issue is if the board members,
board members can't respond, that's
something you would have to agree on and trust each other to do and not do.
Yeah, not make a mistake.
But that way, everyone's covered.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's
it's right there.
That sounds good. I mean, that sounds like, or at least, sometimes what I do is once I've communicated with somebody, I CC the board afterwards, just so that
they see what has happened rather than being a part of the conversation so that it's not.
And it's only 2 months. So, this instructor is going to
probably 6 weeks.
I might be old fashioned.
Okay.
But it seems to me, especially as only 2 months, and as people have noted, there is some discordance between everybody. I think it would be better if at least once a week the point person got together with the staff, have a cup of tea, make a cup of coffee, and discuss that way. Mm-hmm. It is. People can get offended by emails. You know what I mean? Emails are always open for interpretation.
It's true.
My feelings are, if you want somebody to make the coffee or tea, I'll do it. Because you know me about making tea. Because I feel the only way is to have face-to-face, especially for maybe these 2 months.
Well, I guess one thing, though, is that Adele and Nina have separate schedules, right? You guys don't work on the same days.
Often.
Yeah, because we need you both to keep the library going. Okay. So, but maybe, meet with either of you in person and then email to everybody so that we all are on the same page. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Does that sound appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Could I make a comment?
Oh, yes, Lucy.
I'm Lucy Moore. I live in West Pollock. There were some incorrect things said during the course of this meeting about Nina's writing. And I have earned my living as a writer in the last, my literature. And she's brilliant. And she completely wrote all of the baskets, that's not to mention her graphic skills as well, which I think really need to be corrected in your comments.
Some of the word problems with the donations.
I don't think we need to discuss that.
Well,
thanks for the comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Julie
Mack, Paulette. I think we're getting in the weeds and losing sight of what the agenda specifically states.
Thank you.
I think that what is important in order for you to quickly get a director in and probably most, if not all, of these issues is a clear timeline. One.
That's fine.
Timeline for when to do things. A responsibilities chart. So who is responsible for what and who specifically is not supposed to do what.
Okay.
And an evaluation process. And if you have all of those on a timeline, I don't know why you couldn't have those done the latest March so that you could begin to advertise in April. Because moving anywhere beyond that is a continuation of spinning your wheels and getting yourselves further and further into a hole. I don't think it actually benefits anyone to talk about anyone's specific writing or any, set up a timeline to work on the evaluation process and the policies that you need to have in place in order to get a successful director in here. Focus only on that and let's get it done.
Thank you. I had this broken down and that's what I referenced before, which was, yes, an employee policy that we need to come up with, contract with vetted by a lawyer, legal counsel. We need hiring protocol just in place before we even start the process. We need to revisit the job description and then come up with hiring, a matrix for evaluation so that we have a way that's like a spreadsheet, a way by numbers to evaluate the resumes that come in and then also to evaluate people as we interview them. So have that done before we even start the opening.
A lot of information from the Vermont Department of Libraries. They have a class, they gave a class last year on human resources that I took. And there was a lot of resources for the hiring process, such as rubrics to go through for plan things out, as well as employee evaluation for evaluations for the board and for the employees.
I have those actually printed out, and I have a folder of like the hiring process, and I did find those, and they're really helpful. Yeah.
Was
can
it
we put them on the agenda for February's meeting?
Sure.
To approve them, and can we get and then obviously copies of them so we can all look at them before the meeting?
Okay.
There's also in the same packet was a hugely helpful packet of policies, where it gives policy examples from other libraries. Did you see that too?
Yeah, I did. And I was talking about that because some of them were so good that I just wanted to take the entire policy and just use that because they've put time in. And then when we have a director, the director could look through that and, you know, edit or change or propose differences. But those have already been vetted.
And they've been through both use and legality.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a really great plan. If you could put that on the February's agenda to just, when I was going through, when we were going through the last hiring process, I was looking through those policies, and it was informing a lot of how I was moving through that process. And so I think going forward, that would be.
Okay. So on the agenda, it's evaluation process with those examples distributed to everybody.
So Joni, you'll send that to
the policies. I think that is. I mean, I think
that's a big one.
I think next month we should concentrate on the first two, the
evaluation.
I think that the policy, like Corey noted, that the policy for there are policies that we need to have in place. I mean, like we don't have to do the entire.
Okay.
Went through the entire grocery list of policies, but the policies pertaining to hiring and the policies pertaining to like how staff is evaluated
is relevant
and necessary now.
Duh, 100%.
Okay.
Yep. So maybe we could adopt those two policies in the February meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
So do you? Yeah.
Okay. That's.
And I think I would like to think about actually scheduling reviews because we keep talking about this and it just keeps getting kicked down the road. And
right.
I think that if we can come up with a good decide and a rubric next meeting, then we can actually set up, get it going.
Because
it's not fair to anyone to not do those.
Yeah, I have that for sure. Sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, I
thanks.
Agree.
Yeah.
I think there are a couple different ones. Do you have them here? Or that we have one was...
Evaluation?
Yeah. So I
gave everybody copies of
that. Oh, you did? Okay.
What's difficult is that because you know the structure that you depicted for us here. I mean, like this structure that you depicted for us here is really great, and it's clear to how the power structure of the library works. But it's tricky because right now, if we were to give evaluations, we are skipping, and so it's like, yes, we need to do evaluations, but how do we do it because we aren't the people who are overseeing the community coordinator. We're not overseeing the assistant to the librarian, and we're not overseeing the volunteers because that's not our role.
Right.
And so it's like, how do we move forward while we are also not able to move forward?
Right.
That kind of sums up a lot.
Right. Yeah.
Well, what about, do we start with the job descriptions?
Sure. I mean, the job descriptions, at least for the director, are really well thought out. They're really fleshed out.
Yeah.
They were well done when we had the strategic plan done. That was done in conjunction with...
So we have all those.
So that's done. I mean, and I feel like Nina's job description is here, the paper that she gave us tonight, and it's robust, too. Lindsay created that. So I think that just going back to the existing documents that we have is and reviewing those and maybe adding to it, but like what we have is a great foundation to start with.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so distributed.
So to recap then, we have the job descriptions and we have policies that we will review at our February meeting to adopt for evaluation and what else? What was was the other thing again?
The hiring process.
The hiring process.
So that would help us.
That'll be.
Yeah, that's what I call hiring protocol, but same thing.
Did we vote on, is there still a motion on the table?
No, there isn't.
Yes.
There is. Oh, what is it?
About whether you're going to be there.
That wasn't, there was no motion on that.
We
were just discussing.
We already did that in a previous meeting.
But it was decided that she would be the point person.
Right, there's no motion on the table for that. We have just
No, I'm agreeing with
you.
There's not a motion.
We've just been discussing it and discussing. Yeah, we were looking for consensus, and then you shook your head, and then we started talking about other things.
Okay.
So I don't know. Do we have a consensus?
I think you should be there.
I appreciated Tanya's suggestion that everything is
communicated.
So I think that my approach would be to do it in person because, well.
But
we
you
can
may
see
have
how
to
it goes,
email it
and then email
yeah.
sort of a summary.
I think you said a memo.
Yeah,
that
like
sense.
This is what we talked about, and then send to, and then they could say I disagree, or we talked about something else, or this was important and this didn't get mentioned or whatever.
But we can't
we won't discuss it.
We
right.
won't. The,
we'll just
the,
know
yeah,
it,
go
it,
back
it,
from
it, yeah.
staff to, and then yes. We'll play it by ear, kind of, see how that goes, but I think that that would be positive. And then, like I said, maybe, I don't know if you and Adele talk to each other and do like a staff meeting at all ever, or do you?
We see each other on some Thursdays.
Okay.
So we sometimes catch up during that time.
So I'll try to arrange to meet with both of you, either alternating or to catch you at the same time and doing something like that.
Do you remember their schedule? Do you know what?
Thursdays afternoons?
Or yes.
Okay. And then, and you are Saturdays too. Thursdays and Saturday. Okay. And Adele. Yeah, I know. I see Adele a lot more than that, but just being in here on the, I'm sort of heavier on the beginning of the week for my availability, but I can definitely make that happen. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody? Sounds good. Okay. I don't know. So should we just vote on that then, I guess?
You want?
Corey be the liaison between the board and the employees and volunteers.
Okay.
And? Communicate with
and communicate also communicate with the board to let us know what she's communicating with them.
I'm looking for a second. Right. Well, in the March election, it's nobody. We don't have. There's
we
nobody.
Have a chair.
There's no. You have to elect everybody and start the whole process over again. So okay. Second. Anybody?
A second.
Any more discussion? We're set on that? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I'll go do that. Okay. So now, I didn't write the wording on this. I'm sorry. But I need a motion to enter into executive session for the reasons I have the number, but I didn't do the wording.
Want to discuss personnel?
Yeah.
So
somebody needs to find that we need to go into executive session for that. I present that as a motion.
I move that we move into executive session per 1 Vermont PSA statute 313A1B30.
That's 30 minutes.
That's 30
sorry.
Minutes.
Sorry. There's so many parentheses. In order to discuss personnel issues.
And also to
and
invite.
And then I'd also like to invite Nina to join us to this executive session.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, now we move to intern. That you've,
can we have a...
You found that we, you know, we decided that we should go into executive session, now we enter executive session.
And now we're in second, now, great. And now we should move, can we have a 5-minute recess?
Sure. Okay, so now we're in executive session at 6:27.
No, we're going to have a 5-minute recess.
Oh, sorry,
6:32.
Yes, we'll come back at 6:32.
And then we're coming back up.
Okay, it is 7:05. Is everybody well? Okay, so we have discussion on action, library staff salary request. Yeah.
Oh my god, my goodness, of course we did. That's scary. Sorry, I forgot the whole segment. But I remember. There, it's back.
Okay, so I have a motion.
I'll make a motion to request from the select board raises in the amount that we discussed.
I'll second.
And for me to do it.
And for Corey to do it.
Okay, any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Reflection on operating norms. Where did we go with that? It's in this thing. There it is. Look. Did we focus on agenda topics? Yes. Open-minded? I believe so. Respect each other. I think fairly respectful. Value different viewpoints? Yes. Responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan. I think. Make decisions based on data and facts. Yeah. Listen to each other. And I think that we did a good job this time of all of us speaking and listening to the public. Be reflective and run meetings that respect time. We did have concise agendas. Yes, and are transparent. And I believe that we did. Does anybody have any other thoughts on the operating norms? Okay. Public comment. We have 10 minutes for public comment. Gordon.
Well, so you said in the amount discussed, but you didn't reveal an amount.
Correct.
Will the amount be public after the select board or during the select board meeting, or when does it become public?
I'm not sure how that works.
Does that do an executive session?
We do an executive session with the select board as well. So I don't know if they would do it in open meeting. I'm not positive how that works.
But probably until it's agreed upon.
Yeah, right. Until they go through with it. Then I can ask about that.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Any other public comment? Okay, motion to adjourn. Oh, and our next meeting is the 11th, is that right?
Are we keeping the February meeting on the books then?
I'm sorry?
There had been some discussion.
We do have it, I know, I just wanted to announce it.
Great.
Is it the 11th, though? I can't, it's silly. I can't announce it. Sorry.
It is February 10th? No,
11th.
Yeah, okay, great.
Okay.
It's a
Tuesday.
The
11th. Yeah. Okay. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
I would.
So we'll
second.
I'll second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Meeting adjourned at 7:09.